This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
And a couple of hours after the sun had risen, the Prophet laid in the chest of his wife Aisha, radiallahu anha wa arda, and entered upon him Jibreel and asked him the question that all of the prophets before him were asked. Do you permit that I allow the angel of death to enter upon me? And this is the right of every prophet of Allah, that they are asked, are you ready to return to Allah? And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Aisha quotes and says, he pointed to the heaven and looked above and said, إِلَى الرَّفِيقِ الْأَعْلَى, I wish not to remain in this life. And I wish to ascend to the highest heights to be nearest to Allah Azza wa Jal. Aisha radiallahu anha, she said, I felt his weight on my chest and his hand drop and his body explode with fragrance. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. فَصَرِخْتُ, so I screamed out, مَاتَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ, our messenger has passed away. And the people from outside my home heard me. They entered and saw that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who I had in my arms, was no longer responding. And the news spread through Al-Madina. And Abu Bakr ran back. He saw Umar in the masjid, brandishing a sword, Uthman unable to walk, and Ali, his tongue is still. A man of the Ansar looked into the house of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and saw his body and made dua to Allah and said, Allahumma khudh basari hatta la ara ahadan ba'da rasulillah. He said, oh Allah, take my sight so I see no one after him sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Abu Bakr kissed the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and wept and said, tibta hayyan wa mayyita amma al-mawt alladhi qad iktatabaha Allahu alayk. Ya Muhammad, you were always fragrant, but even more so after death. As for the death that was written upon you, you have tasted it, and there will be no harm that you face from this day forward. Abu Bakr walked out of the room, and in strength and serenity that none possessed but him, that was divinely inspired upon his heart, he stood on the minbar of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and he raised his voice and said, أَيُّهَا النَّاسِ هَلُمُّ إِلَيْهِ, O people, gather around me. And people came to listen. What is a Siddiq going to say at this moment? And Abu Bakr said those words that all of us have heard. مَنْ كَانَ يَعْبُدُ مُحَمَّدًا فَإِنَّ مُحَمَّدًا قَدْ مَاتْ. The one who was known to worship Muhammad, let him know Muhammad is dead. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But the one who worships Allah, فَاللَّهُ حَيٌّ لَا يَمُوتُ, let him know our Lord Allah is eternal and will never cease to exist, subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then he recited those verses that we learned as a lesson in Uhud. And calm set in the city. And they began to debate, what do we do with the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam? And it was said to them, I heard that the messenger said that the prophets of Allah, that Allah has commanded that the place that they are to be buried is the same place that they died. And by then he had been put on a bed where he was seated next to Aisha radiallahu anha. And they removed that bed and they began to dig a grave for the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Al-Ahad. At that moment, it became time for Adhan for Salatul Dhuhr. And Abu Bakr ordered Bilal to make the Adhan. And as you already know, Bilal could not continue it. And where Bilal reached, Ashhadu anna Muhammadan Rasulullah, his tongue could not say those words. So Abu Bakr stood next to him and completed the Adhan and led the people in prayer. And Abu Bakr ordered that the house of the Prophet ﷺ be made open so that everyone in Al-Madinah can come and give their final salam to the Prophet ﷺ. And it took 3 days for every single member of the Medina of Al-Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to enter upon him and to hug him and to kiss him. And then the women entered upon him and sent their salam upon him sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And then the children were admitted and they gave their salam to the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And Aisha radiallahu anha, she says, "We only knew that the visitors had come to an end in the middle of the night when we heard the tools digging into the ground and putting the dust upon the Prophet ﷺ." And Aisha turned to Ali and she said, "Ya Ali, how has your heart allowed you to put dust on Muhammad ﷺ? Where did you get the strength to do it?" And he could not respond. Al-Madina darkened. And people felt the loss of the Prophet ﷺ. And whenever there was a birth or a death, whenever there was an occasion of joy or sadness, all people could say was, "Wa Muhammada, our Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That's the one we remember. I wish he had seen this child that was just gifted to me. My joy is not complete. I've been given a child, but there's no Nabi to put a date in his mouth, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. There's no one who will hold this baby of mine, as these other children were blessed with his hand." And when someone would die, people would cry and say, "There's no Nabi to lead the salah and to grant them the rahmah that we all had from our Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. I wish I had died before his death. I wish that I had been given a burial by him, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam." Every moment of joy and every moment of sorrow brought him back into their life. Every salah with the pronouncement of Ashhadu anna Muhammadan Rasulullah, Al-Madina tartajifu bilbuka, the city would shake with tears. It is recorded in the seerah that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, after his burial, that there was a calming sleep that fell upon all of the people of Medina. And all of them heard in their dream the promise of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that the Medina will be protected by the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's presence therein. People were reluctant to leave and they would say, "Did you see and hear what I saw and heard?" Some of them saw in their dream how to cleanse and wash and prepare the Prophet's body sallallahu alaihi wasallam for the janazah. And when they said, "Will someone lead prayers over the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam?" And the answer is no, for none is worthy to lead prayers upon him except the salah and the salam and the salawat upon him sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And how are we to wash him? All of the Medina heard in their voice, in the voice of an angel, "La tujarridu al-Nabiyya sallallahu alayhi wa sallam." Do not remove the garments of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, but rather pour water from above him, above his clothing. Every step was an honor of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And when he returned to Allah, the connection to Allah remained. and the victory of Allah promised to him is before me. And in every city that I speak and that we think of our Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you see the victory of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.